Oh, yes, snuggly and warm. You make the best pillow. You do. And I'm never letting you go. This is your fate now. To be snuggled and adored. No, not getting up. I refuse to get up. Oh, no, no, no. No wriggling away. You are mine. Look at you smiling at your fate. You make it difficult to get up. No, I mean, it's hard to tear myself away from you. From this when... So... no. Not getting up. No. It's too comfortable. I'm not going anywhere. And as I cling to you, neither are you. I'll take the blame. You can blame me. You can say that it's all my fault. But we both know it's your fault. We do, because... Oh. Yeah. Oh. Just enjoy it. Enjoy the time together. Before the world gets insistent, pouty, annoying. When we have to get up. Oh, I know I don't want to. I must stay here. I just want to stay here. But we are both mature, responsible adults. Wait, I can say it with a straight face. I can. We are both mature, responsible. We are. We totally are. And that means that we have to, you know, adult. And that means getting up and facing the outside world. Oh, we could just stay here and... I am entering snuggle limpet mode. Oh yeah, I'm serious. Putting my arms around you, throwing a leg over yours. Oh, we're not going anywhere. Oh, come on, darling. Oh, you're so mean. You're so mature and responsible and adult. And I'm pouty. Kisses to sweeten the pot. You're wavering. Let's see. I know I do this every morning. I try and tempt you into staying in bed all day. I just can't help it. Because, oh, this is my favorite place. You are my favorite person, and if I can convince you before the alarm goes off, well, then we're not going anywhere. Please. Let's just stay in bed. Don't worry about work. They can survive without us for one day. Who will corral the minions? I'm sure the minions won't set the office on fire. Probably. And if they do, is it really that bad? Fire is pretty. I know, I'm a pyro. Oh, no, no, no. No, stay. Give me your hand. See how perfectly they fit together? You have a lovely hands. You are lovely and I love you. I really, really love you. Don't you like this? Don't you like? Don't you like being in my arms? Don't you like knowing that I love you? I want to spend hours just holding you, whispering your name. We won't stop. No, not in bed. I'm not an animal. I mean, well, they're near the bed. They're in reach of the bed. That is a problem. We have biscuits, but we have no tea. I will make the sacrifice. I will get up and make us tea and I'll come back and you can welcome me home. Conquering something. I can't think of a way to make tea making sound epic and adventurous. I know. We have to get up. I know. But that doesn't mean I'm happy about it. I am not a happy bunny. See, this is not my happy face. This is my pouty face. But you know, one day I'll win. One day I'll convince you to stay in bed. I know it's going to be a wonderful day. But not today. I still love you. I still adore you, and I still want to give you all hugs and cuddles and snuggles. What? Oh, no. I'm not cheating. I'm not using kitten eyes and pouty lips. To make you change your mind. I'm using them to make you feel bad so you'll make me a cup of tea. Oh, I know. We have to get up. It's just, you make it hard to get up. Because I just want to stay here. I don't want to adult. Just want to breathe you in and feel your arms around me and just drown in the feeling of feeling of you. I know. I can be so soppy. It's like I'm in love with you or something. Tiny. Tiny little bit. Okay. I hate the alarm clock. But we have to get up. And it will go off soon. And oh, it's so jarring and makes me want to give it a smack. So let's just get up. What? I'm trying. Well, not very hard, but I'm trying. What are you doing? 5 more minutes. Oh, I love a compromise. 5 more minutes. Come here. I love you. A little bit. A tiny, tiny little bit. And I adore you. A tad. Five more minutes. Five.